This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to an unusual name, Ben Yasyan. Apparently, Ben Yasyan is a sage-like figure. No title, but that's not unheard of. We have Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, and so on. But he's engaged in a halachic discussion like a sage. Now, what do we know about him? Not a lot. He apparently traveled overseas to the Krachei Ayam. Where is Krachei Ayam? Rav Steinzelt suggests that this term is often used in the Gemara when the rabbis want to describe not necessarily a specific place, but kind of like a condition, like a place far away, a particular situation. Although it is possible that in general, Krachei Ayam might refer to, for example, Cyprus. Note that in our Gemara, Rabbi Akiva is quoted, and so that means that this Ben Yasyan could not have lived any earlier than, let's say, the early first century or the first half of the second century, because Rabbi Akiva was killed in Hadrianic persecutions of about 135 in the Common Era. Now, this name Yasyan is apparently an Aramaic adaptation of a Greek name Yasion, or in English, Jason. Jason is actually a very popular name for Hellenistic Jews, including a Kohen Gadol was named Jason at one point, around this same time, by the way. This was not uncommon. We have, for example, Hyrcanus, Antigonus. We have lots of Greek names that somehow filter into even the rabbis themselves, but it doesn't tell us much about his mindset or his background, other than there were certain, you know, affinities with Greek culture, so much that they would consider, his parents would consider giving him that Greek name. Bear in mind, for example, my name is Hillel, but my English name is Henry, and I'm not especially English, although I am speaking the English language, but that's just, you know, the way names work in Jewish history. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.